The wedding of His Royal Highness the Prince of Wales and Lady Diana Spencer. To the world, a picture-perfect couple who would secure the future of the royal family. But from the start, the fairy tale was not all it seemed.
Prince Charles just felt he was doing the right thing. She was the ideal wife.
With accounts from those on the inside, this is the story of the most famous wedding of the 20th century. Could it have been doomed from the start?
She thought, how can Camilla compete with me? Talking about a lamb to the slaughter.
Summer 1981. Britain is in the grip of rioting, a recession, and high unemployment under Thatcher's Conservative government. But not even the violence in Toxteth can dampen the nation's excitement for the wedding of the century. Despite an economic slump, the British souvenir industry is in overdrive. In honour of the royal wedding, Wednesday the 29th of July has been declared a national holiday. Some of the 600,000 people who will fill central London have been here all night. Throughout the day, global news coverage will see 750 million people tune in to see the royal wedding. At 32, Prince Charles, the most eligible bachelor in the world, was about to marry his true love, and the planet was hooked.